Hey there, Coach James Short here. Hope you are well, aka Shorty, James Short. So today I want to share with you my story. I want to share with you to give you some context around the reason why I do what I do with the people that I do it with. Because what that enables it to do is to give you some awareness and some insights of a little bit about me personally, maybe some connection pieces like, oh, that resonates with me, or even some aspiration pieces in relation to, wow, cool. If he can do it, then definitely I can do it. So what I wanted to do is to go back to day dot. And I was very fortunate, you know, growing up in Sydney, mum, dad, two sisters at the time, another sister was coming. So I've got three sisters, two older, one younger, obviously. And in the age of five, I was very fortunate enough for my dad to leave. Now, as a youngster, it was a very hard time. Being the only son or male of the family, taking that role upon myself, thinking I had to take that role upon myself of being the man of the house. And a lot of resentment, a lot of frustration, a lot of guilt, a lot of anger, I guess, towards dad. But that was, I guess, the blessing and the reason why I do the things that I do, to have a look at the importance of communication relationships. You know, that was lacking back then. The importance of speaking up and speaking truth, the importance of asking good quality questions, the importance of not going into your cave when you're having, you know, courageous conversations. So all these things has been a lifelong learning for me of what not to do in relationships. And that's why I'm so fortunate enough to have an amazing wife in my life of 25 years and three amazing kids myself. So growing up, obviously sport was a really big factor in my life. Love my rugby union, love my water polo, love surfing every day down to the beach. And that was a huge impact. And towards the end of my schooling, I was, you know, unfortunately had a bunch of injuries, which led to do some personal training. Got my certificate at the end of school, year 12, I think it was, and started to do some personal training. And then that after school, I thinking, okay, so what do I do now? Do I go down the sporting career or do I look at how can I further support those within the industry? So went off and did my degree in sports science. And throughout that time, I was fortunate enough to meet a good mate of mine and we partnered up and we bought our first gymnasium in 2002. And it wasn't a Globo gym like the Fitness First back in the day, or wasn't a PT studio. It was right in the middle. And we had some huge success over the years. We built it to a couple of the studios, had 20 to 30 staff going, you know, at any one time. And we were voted Australia's number one fitness studio on a business industry level, but also as a personal training. It was a fitness industry as well. So on two aspects. It was something unique. It was more personalized, and we had some great success from that. And then in 2008, we sort of came to a point where we had one in Surry Hills, one in the city. And I thought, cool, let's roll this out. We had it all systemized, had the managers in place, had the trainers in place, had the staff in place, had the systems in place. It was all ready to go. And the time he goes, no, I'm happy where we're at, and I wanted to expand and. We came up to a discussion, and within 4 hours, we came up with the heads of agreement, and I was selling my share. And our coach at the time, because I've always had coaches in my business, our coach at the time goes, oh my gosh, I've never seen that happen so quickly. And I said, well, if we're not on the same page, why keep on going? So that was another big turning point in my life. And I sold to my business partner in 2008. And that was a really big turning point in I guess my life and my career, because no one has, you know, missed the fitness since the early 90s. It's like, what do I do now? I had such an identity piece around that particular industry, and known for that type of work. It's like, who do I, you know, what do I love doing? How do I love helping? And that enabled me to go back and do some further studies. So I became a trainer in neuro-linguistic programming, became a trainer in hypnosis and also timeline therapy. Did a bunch of business courses, bunch of marketing courses. And And I started, I thought, you know what? What I love is that I love to see the transformation and the shift in people. Had some great success in business, but it was the transformation in the shift in people. You know, one of my traits that I love, that I am proud of, is I can see the potential in people before they can see it themselves. And so with that further knowledge and understanding, I ran a mastermind group. And just as a pilot program for 4 months to see what could it be achieved and see if there's something I wanted to step into. And so I got about 10 people together, and every fortnight we would meet and we would go through the activity that they have done or committed to in the last fortnight. What are their goals and actions for the next fortnight, and how can each other help one another? So it was a really great mastermind group. And every fortnight I'd add a little tool for their toolkits, you know, how to set goals, how to map out your activity, how to create ideal days, how to create ideal weeks, goal focus, activity focus, all these great techniques to add to their toolkits. And people achieved more in that 4 months of that pilot program than they did the whole previous year. And that was a really great point where there's a bunch of real estate agents in there. They go, "Shorty, mate, this is insane. Like, we've achieved so much. We'd love for you to come in and work with our office." And that was back in 2008. And today I've still got them as an amazing client all these years later. And what we realized was that some of the strategies that we learned there can be duplicated across any industries. And with the mindset of those within the industry of wanting to achieve some success in their life, but also have the balance, what I could bring to the table was looking at things a little bit differently. So that sparked the helping those within the real estate industry. Along that time, back in the fitness days though, a good mate of mine who used to train at the gym was also in the real estate space. And he said, "Shorty, you know, I know you've got a background in swimming, but can you run?" I said, "Well, not really." He said, "Well, how about we, you know, we set a goal and we do the City to Surf together." I said, "Great." So we set a goal, we trained, and we did the City to Surf together. It's like, cool. And he said, "Okay, cool. And I know you can sort of run 14 kilometers. What about a half marathon?" I said, "Well, what's a half marathon?" And he goes, 21. I said, "Mate, come on, seriously?" And anyway, we trained for it. We completed our first half marathon together. That then, a little while, we did a couple of half marathons together, and that sparked the next little challenge. He goes, "Shorty." I said, "Yep." He goes, "Yeah, for a full marathon." I said, "What's a full marathon? Don't tell me." He goes, "Yeah, 42. I said, "Dude, like, I got flat feet, bad knees. Look at this body. I'm stocky. I'm not meant to run." Anyway, sure enough, we set the goal. We trained up for a full marathon. We did it. A couple months later, he comes to me and goes, "I said, I know you can sort of run. You can do the shorty shuffle. I know you can swim because of your background swimming. Can you ride a bike?" I said, "Well, why? What do you have in mind?" He goes, "Well, there's a little thing up on up at Port Macquarie called the Half Ironman. Would you be keen?" So what's that? He goes, "It's a 1.8 kilometer swim, 90K bike ride, and a 21K run." I said, "You serious?" He goes, yeah. Anyway, set a goal. We did it. A couple of them later, that led to, you know, where we're going, full Ironman. I said, "What's a full Ironman?" 3.0 kilometer swim, 180K bike ride, and 42K run. I said, "How many days do we do that in?" He goes, "Just the one." Anyway, long story short, we've completed every Ironman around Australia. That then led to getting into ultra endurance running. So done a couple of 100-kilometer runs here in Australia and also New Zealand. And then a couple of years ago, we did the Big Red run, which was the 250-kilometer run over 5 days in the Simpson Desert, the world's largest sand dune parallel desert. And I share that story because back from then to where I am today, it's just, what's that next goal? What's that next goal? What's that next goal? And it's not about achieving the goal. It's the reason why I do these ultra endurance races is that who I become along the way, what can actually be achieved, the mindset, the body, the team, the support, the breaking down the goals, all those things is such a paramount to achieve any of these ultra endurance races. It's a bit like business, a bit like relationships. It's the ability to take yourself on that journey to go through. And so looking at that is unpacking all that and stepping into the coaching space that I'm in today. What has really been paramount to myself is the ability to have some awareness around who are our leaders within ourselves. if you're just starting out in the industry, that's totally fine. Or if you're a seasoned agent, that's totally fine as too. But sometimes it can be lonely, no matter where you're at on your journey. And so this is the ability to have, you know, where I work with a lot of my clients is the ability to have me accessible to understand three key things. What's happening with your mindset? You know, where is that right now? What are some of those limiting beliefs? What are some of those, that little voices that running through your head? What is that aspect of like, you know what, if I could just work on that, boom, that would achieve some amazing success. And it's working through that because sometimes it is a bit of a roller coaster. Sometimes we go on these roller coasters of if you're a failure, not backing ourselves, fear of success. And so we can just have some clear, concise strategies that take you through that process and boom, you drop that. It frees up not just necessarily your mindset, but it frees up the space to become a better version of yourself and actually achieve more in life. So there's the first key areas is working with your mind. Then looking at your money, the relationship that you have with money. Is it helping you or is it hindering you? Are you pushing or are you allowing? What is actually looking at your different profit centers? Are you getting the best return from each of those different profit centers? So that's quite a tactical piece, but there's also the emotional piece to the story that we create around money. And the third thing is around our time management. You know, wearing the different hats, particularly those running agencies, particularly those running real estate businesses, is that where, you know, you could be a selling agent where you have your sales hat as well on, as well as your business manager, as well as your team manager and so forth. So how do we adapt to those different and how do we be present in each of those ones and how do we get the best ROI from showing up in each of those different areas? And that's when we really unpack how do we actually step into it, but also how do we manage it effectively? But not just in the business front, because what I've realized over the years and years of doing this is how's your home life? Because we know if your home life is, you know, it's, if it's challenging, if it's stressful, you're going to bring that into work. You know, so many people from the old school say, oh, just got to leave it, you know, leave it at home. Well, I call BS on that, right? Here's a little challenge. Don't think of the pink tree. What happens? You think of the pink tree. Okay. So what happens when you tell people don't bring it to work? What are they going to do? They're going to bring it to work. But how do we deal with it at work? And a lot of the directors, principals, managers that I work with aren't equipped on how to help their team, let alone themselves, deal with emotional management. And so when we're looking at time, it's important to how do we be the best, you know, parent, brother, sister, dad, mother at home, but also then how do we be our best version at work as well. So they're the three key areas is obviously mindset, is obviously money, and is obviously time. So I wanted to share that with you. A couple of years ago, we moved out of Sydney. We're up near Byron Bay at Lennox Head, and very fortunate enough to work with some incredible clients. So, you know, from those agents, those individual agents writing $400K to $600K to those agents writing $3 to $4 million. From those business owners who've got the single office and as a selling agent, plus also managing a small team, and plus the multi office organization as well, where, you know, one of my good friends, Dave Gray, has got 17 now Elders Lifestyle Group offices up on the mid-north coast where I assist him and all his team members. So working from up here near Byron Bay, but also doing the rounds, obviously, online and also doing some office visits when is required. So if you'd love to have a chat, there's a calendar link somewhere. Let's pick up the phone. Let's see how I can be of assistance and let's start to unpack those three key areas. Because what would it be like? What would it be like if you just had someone in your corner? What would it be like if you had the more accountability? What would it be like if you could actually turn those goals into reality? What would it be like for you? Anyway, look forward to speaking to you soon. Coach James Short, signing out. Bye for now.